What's the federal government going to regulate next? While EPA sheds some light on the regulatory process and prepares a UN report on U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, the President speaks to the nation about his goals for the future of carbon control. Today is April 18, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA this week published its annual National Greenhouse Gas Inventory. According to an agency press release, overall emissions during 2006 decreased by 1.1% from the previous year. However, the report indicates that overall emissions have grown by 14.7% from 1990 to 2006. Total emissions of the six main greenhouse gases in 2006 were equivalent to 7 billion metric tons of CO2. The report, Inventory of U.S. Greenhouse Gas Emissions in Sinks, 1990 to 2006, will be submitted to the United Nations. It tracks annual greenhouse gas emissions at the national level and presents historical emissions from 1990 to 2006. The inventory also calculates carbon dioxide emissions that are removed from the atmosphere by sinks, such as forests, vegetation, and soils. No more waiting for 6 months to find out what's on the federal government's upcoming regulatory agenda. EPA announced it is making federal environmental regulation more transparent by providing online information as soon as the agency begins the development of a new rule. Launched this week, EPA's Action Initiation Lists, or AILs, will notify the public about new rules and other regulatory actions. AILs will be posted on the EPA website at roughly the end of each month. The list will describe those actions that were approved for commencement during the given month, including summaries, agency contacts, and other information about the rules EPA has approved for development. The latest AIL, released for last March, announced the agency's plans to issue an ANPR for greenhouse gases in late spring. Coming up, President Bush announces his goals for combating climate change for the next 15 years, but his targets for slowing the growth of carbon emissions by 2025 seem outrageously unambitious to many observers. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
In February 2002, President Bush set a national goal of decreasing the greenhouse gas intensity of the United States by 18% by 2012. But remarks made Wednesday by the president, which stopped well short of proposing a new regulatory agenda, set quite another goal. The president's new target is to stop the growth of greenhouse gas emissions by 2025. The president gave no definitive plan and stressed what most in the industry already know, that developing new technologies is the key if America wants to curb its output of CO2. Environmentalists were quick to call Bush's plan unambitious, particularly when compared to current efforts in Europe as well as a domestic cap-and-trade system proposed by Democrats in a bill now working its way through Congress. Sierra Club Executive Director Carl Pope, in a press release sent by the organization, called the president's speech a, quote, Hail Mary to polluters, end quote, in order to preempt more meaningful carbon control efforts on the horizon. In a press conference following the remarks, a White House representative said the president has not seen anything from Congress that he would support, likely in reference to the cap-and-trade bill. The president also reiterated remarks made near the commencement of his first term when refusing to include America in the Kyoto Treaty. In those remarks, he noted the U.S. will not join an international agreement to cut carbon if China is exempted. According to a recent judge's ruling, the president, through EPA, already has the power to control carbon and other greenhouse gas emissions, but President Bush has asked Congress to pass legislation with more specific parameters. Pollution Engineering believes that since Senators McCain, Clinton, and Obama, the three most likely presidential hopefuls, all currently favor much more ambitious greenhouse gas control, it is unlikely that the remarks made Wednesday by President Bush will have much effect on the future of carbon emission control. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.